Hello and welcome back to the Miracle Minded Podcast. This is Nicole Sylvester, and we are going to talk about a very commonly asked question and something that I know all of us have reflected on. And that is this fear or is this my guidance? Is this fear or is this intuition? Is this fear or is it my higher self? When is the last time you have wondered that? Is there something in your life right now where you are wondering if it's fear or if it's divine guidance coming through for you? And I want to tell you how I discern this. But before I do, I want to let you know that I have created something so freaking awesome and it is free right now. I want to get it out into the world. I want to get this message out to you. And I offered up a poll to my Instagram community asking everyone to vote. And it was an undeniable vote for this trust yourself and the divine more than ever before. And it's been a while since I created a solid resource that's just free and that is there to support you and to help you see differently and to help you move through life differently. And this is one of those things. And as I made it, I was like, oh my gosh, I could absolutely sell this, but I'm doing it. It's something that's free right now. So I want to invite you to go check it out. The link is down below in the show notes, and it is a mini audio series. So there are 3 audio lessons, and it is truly to help you get back on the path of trusting yourself and the divine, the intelligence that is moving through you more than ever before. I talk about guidance. I talk about what it means to create miracles and how to meet your miracles halfway. And I talk about my own relationship with the divine and how I learned to trust it, the different pillars and aspects of that. So check it out. Like I said, it's free. And the other thing that I want you to know is that this is something that is share worthy. Share it with a friend. But to get them the full experience, you want to share the link that's down in the show notes. So I want to challenge you to send it to 3 people you know and just give them the opportunity to deepen trust with themselves and to develop more faith in this infinite intelligence that is guiding them towards good all the time. And this topic is so aligned with what I'm bringing you today. Because when it comes to knowing, is it fear or is it intuition? Is it this infinite intelligence? We have to have that trust. We have to have that relationship. We have to know the language. We have to have the communication. And that's exactly what that 3-part series is about. So now that we've touched on that, you know, it's no surprise. You are being guided 24/7. And I know as well as anyone else can know that there are times where I have felt like I'm not being guided or I'm disconnected from that power or I feel small or I feel helpless or I feel like I don't know the way. I've been there, done that, lived like that, and I do not recommend it. But I do understand that we have conditioning and patterns that lead us into that place energetically, somatically, and mentally. So what I want to do is invite you to let go for a moment and just begin to feel as I'm speaking to you, and you're going to be able to sense, or at least you will be able to very soon, the difference, the distinction more and more and more of whether something is fear or it is your intuition guiding you. Now, it is important to say that some of the things that you get in terms of intuitive guidance and downloads and nudges can freak you out. They can freak you out. So I'm going to tell you a little story because it actually inspired me to come and share this message with you. So I'm feeling into how to tell you this story because I can't tell you the exact specifics yet, but I will, and you'll know very soon. But for now, I will say this. I have been feeling this feeling that something needed to change, but I wasn't sure exactly what or how it would go down. I didn't really feel the clarity around the change yet. Have you ever felt that? It's like you know something's off, but you don't know the exact precise next move, but you just know in your heart that something is going to have to change. Because if you're like me, then you just know that you just feel it. You feel it when something is off and when there needs to be an adjustment, there needs to be a surrender of something, there needs to be a yes to something else. You just feel it. So I had this knowing. And then I went off to Mammoth Mountain and we were there for 2 weeks, had such a lovely time, felt so grounded, felt so energized, felt so activated. And then when I get back home, it was the eclipse time. And there were just a series of events that happened that made me like really feel the highlighting of, okay, I am ready to make a shift here. A new decision has to be made. But still, I wasn't clear on what the next move would be, what the next decision would be. I was just like, nothing is giving me that like, yes, that yes, 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 yes feeling. So I trusted, I decided, I knew that I could have the answer and the guidance, but I would have to make myself available for it. This is everything I teach you in the freebie, by the way. So I was moving through this process and just trusting and praying and trusting and feeling and discerning and being clear on what some ideals were and what I wanted to feel. And one of my things is I love to feel alive. I love to feel lit up. And sometimes that is a very grounded, alive and lit up, meaning I could be in the mountains for 2 weeks, barely doing anything, but being by the fire, going on walks and meditating a bunch. And then being alive and feeling still grounded in my body, grounded in my sense of self, I could be on some epic adventure or I could be working a lot and like getting really excited about that. It just depends, but I desire to feel alive and passionate and really deeply connected to whatever it is that I'm doing. I'm a very sensorial, sensual kind of person. I like to be engaged in things. And in that sense, there was something where I was like, this isn't it. This feels off to me, but what is the clarity, right? So through the eclipse, let's say it was like 3 days before the eclipse and then leading up to the eclipse, which was this past Monday, it was just getting louder. And there was a part of me that was almost unhinged in a sense, like ready to make big, bold moves, big, bold decisions. And that was interesting because I was like, okay, well, it's an eclipse, so I'm not going to make decisions right now. We're leading up to this eclipse and every astrologer is saying like, just hold and pause. And I don't know about you, but the rebel in me is just like, I don't like that when people tell me that. But you know, I understand that there's a whole cosmic happening that's always going down. So I'm like, I'll wait. But I get this very clear, very excited, very like big wave of energy. And I tap into the possibility and it feels like, oh, there's a lot of resource there. There's a lot of juice there. And what that means is there's a lot of abundance there. There's a lot of life there for me. There's a lot of life and spirit that wants to move through me. So I sat with it. And I was like, oh my God, could I? Should I? Who would I be if I did? Like, what would this be like? And I like felt into it, but I hadn't made a decision. And then I let the energy build a bit more. I did some more research. I explored it again. This all is happening in about 48-hour window, by the way. And I was feeling so excited. But I also know that I am someone that I'm an emotional authority, by the way, for human design, for all of you human design peeps out there. And I know that something that when I'm in a high, that's not necessarily the time to make a big decision. But at the same time, knowing the way that I work in my own discernment, when something is consistently giving me life, it's like touching into a reality or potential. And if I put my finger on that pulse of that potential, does it feel like it's bringing me more life? Because when we think about something bringing you more life, there's more like vitality there. There's more love there. There's more abundance there. There's more expression there. There's more potential there versus something that you plug into and it just feels dull, boring. But maybe you told yourself that that's what you have to do. because of your age, because of your title, because of who you've always been, because of where you always live, because of how much money you make, because of how much money you think you have available to you. These are all factors. So as I'm plugging into this, it's giving me life, giving me life, giving me life. And then finally, after about 24 hours, I talk to a friend about it. And she literally says, "You have rainbows in your voice." I was like, I love that saying, by the way, but let me feel into it. And I told one more friend, you know, these are like my inner circle people that I share things with. They're also miracle-minded people. Because if you tell an average person that's just living based on, you know, kind of like what the majority is doing, if you're doing something that's a bit radical, or you're doing something that's like really edgy, or really for the love of joy and for the love of living your best life, the majority of people don't live like that. Majority of people are clinging to what's safe. And, you know, that's okay. But you have to know who to tell and who to share your things with. So as I'm sharing this, I am getting even more hyped up and excited because I'm feeling the like electric between us as we're sharing. And one of my best friends is like, "Oh my gosh, this is it. This is juicy." Like, we're just having this moment. But here's what's funny. Here's why I'm coming here to share this with you. I didn't come here to share all that part, because I did. Like, that part is important. But what happened next is really important. It's really important to share with you. So all of this happens in 48 hours. I'm like, yes, 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 I'm doing this. The next morning I wake up and it hits me that I'm like, what the fuck am I doing? Like, what am I doing? And like, this is so left field. Like, this is so, where did this come from? It's a big plot twist. It's crazy. It's wild. Like, and it was low key terrifying. But this is all in, you know, just one sleep did this to me. So what's interesting is that I'm looking at this like, wow, what a difference in awareness. So I had to sift through it and sit with it. And I had a call, and I'm in this call with my best friend, and it's pretty much like a session. And we're breaking these things down, and I'm just like, this is all societal expectations, limitations, like collective limitation. It's bullshit. It's bullshit. And as I was feeling into it again, it was like instantly I could feel, like I put my finger back on the pulse and felt the zhuzh again. But here's what I came to realize, that as I was unpacking this, that fear sounds like, I don't know if we can do this. It makes you feel like shit. Fear tries to knock you down to who you think you are again. Fear wants to remind you of all the impossibilities. And the reality is, fear just wants to keep you safe. It's a part of you that you have been wired with. We've been divinely designed, wired for this part of us that just keeps us safe. I love when Dr. Joe Dispenza says, you are not wired for happiness. You are wired for familiar. And you have to remember that. And that's one thing I always remember, like my natural go-to, if I don't take any conscious effort to override it, will be to what is familiar and what is known. That's it. But spirit, this infinite intelligence, the infinite part of us, wants us to override that, wants us to be a fuller expression, wants us to innovate, wants us to revolutionize, wants us to be fully lit up. And when we're in spirit, inspired, you feel good. You feel incredible. You feel like all things are possible. You feel like, yes, this is who I really am. Yes, there's an opening. Yes, there's hope here. Yes, there's big energy here. Yes, there's love here. Yes, there's abundance here. Yes, I'm knowing that I've been meant to be this person for my whole life, deep down, that energy. But when you feel the fear, that feels different. And fear loves to masquerade as logic. Fear shows up as, I'm just being logical. I'm just being responsible. I'm just doing the right thing. That's how fear shows up sometimes. But this is why we have to have the discernment. And I think the feeling is like getting to know the feeling, because also we have these connections to the mediocrity realm versus the miracle realm. And there's nothing wrong with that if that's okay with you. But if you're someone that's like, you've been praying for the miracles, you've been showing up and like doing the work and journaling, and you're doing all of the steps, you're putting the steps into motion. But when it comes time for a courageous act, and it comes time to have faith, it comes time to trust your guidance and really make yourself available for a miracle, that is where you lay it all on the line. You lay it all on the line. You either faith walk or you don't. We all have different ways of working with this. So I want you to know that. Like, we all have different ways of working with this. And there's no right or wrong way. What I'm giving you right now is a set of, I guess, process language to get to see, like, which one is it? But just know that just because something is spiritual guidance does not mean that it will not terrify you. Because most of the things that I've done that have changed my life and transformed me for the better have been absolutely terrifying. And I had to make a decision. Do I go left or do I go right? And in those decisions over the years, I've had so many people that looked at me and they're projecting and knowing, like, this is a stupid move. This is a bad move. What are you doing? I mean, in career changes, in moves, in investments, there are people that just did not get it. And you know what? I'm so glad I did not let their projections override my own intuition, my own spiritual guidance. So you have your own system. You have your own innate spiritual guidance system. It is right there within you and it always is guiding you. And I talk about how external guidance supports you and works with you. I talk about that in the free audio series. So if you haven't gotten that yet, I mean, it just came out. Literally, this is the first time I'm sharing it here. The link is below. Go get it and listen to it because I'm telling you, it helps you with this. But we have to learn how to work with this. And as we learn how to work with this energy and become more fluent in the language of our intuition, it doesn't mean it's going to be flawless. It doesn't mean it's perfect. It just means that we become more trusting. And as we trust more, we can live a life that is more aligned with what this infinite aspect of us wants for us, has for us, and what we're coded to be. We're coded for it already. So let me know how this helps. You know, if it feels good, if it excites you, there's something there. I'm not saying you should jump on it and act on it immediately. What I'm saying is pay attention, because when life force is flowing and when energy is good and energy feels good and something excites you, it is not for nothing. If there's anything you remember for this, from this episode, I want you to remember that. And when something feels bad and it feels like it's heavy when you think about it, and you're allowing yourself to go down a spiral of just like dense darkness, it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen like this. It's not available for you. It's harder. It's going to be hard. That ain't it. Doesn't mean it's going to be challenge free. I just mean that when it feels like that, just know that frequency is not the way. And if you need tools to get out of that frequency, if you want to start retraining your body to hold different frequencies and to stay out of that spiral, I have programs for that. So reach out. I would love to recommend one for you, but I would love to hear like what you have going on first so I can make sure that you get the program that would do the best service for you. Speaking of programs, my friends, Money Miracles is coming out. Oh, well, it's not that it's coming out. It's starting. But it is money miracle season. We are getting into it. I'm going to be sharing more and more about the energetics of money, especially with the way that you feel and your heart and your energy. And there's just so much that I want to share with you. There's so much I want to share with you with opening the flow, opening that trust, and experiencing a more abundant version of life, because you're literally made for it. So I have been behind the scenes upgrading Money Miracles. There are new bonuses that are going to be added in. There are going to be things that are added actually to the course. There's new PDFs. Like, there are things that I've been creating because I want the people that are in my Money Miracle world. We've had hundreds of people come through this course now. I want you to have this place that you can check back into when you're going through a big money upgrade. You have a bigger money goal. There's a big juicy something on the horizon, and you need to tap back into that faith. You need to tap back into that worthiness. You need to tap back in to that all things are possible through me, for me, as me now, and source is my supply. I trust. That's what Money Miracles is about. Money Miracles is a program for a spiritual money revolution. There are somatic practices. There are meditative and hypnotic practices. It is a layered program unlike anything else. Every single week, you're getting modules that take you deeply into a lesson to work with your physical world, to work with your mental mind, to work with your emotional body, and to work with your spirit, your infinite self, and to begin to open up to more. The more that's always been here waiting for you, but you just didn't realize how accessible it was. That's what Money Miracles is about. And I want to tell you that this particular round, I feel like it's going to just be great because I'm going to a meditation retreat and then I'm leading it right after. But beyond that, there's 6 live sessions. So this is a 6-week course that you have lifetime access to it. It's delivered weekly. So every Monday morning, you will wake up and there'll be a new module that's live for you to do. There's a new meditation that's in there. And then there's a workbook in there for each week. In week 7, there's going to be bonuses that become available to everyone in the course. There's also a special bonus if you're paying painful. I want to say that. But there's also, this round only, 6 live calls. I haven't ran the course for a while. My energy right now is really big and bright. There's a lot of abundance flowing through, and I want to lead 6 live calls. So if in the future, you'll see Money Miracles is typically 3. There has been times where I led it with 6, but it's mostly with biweekly calls because you already have all of the modules. But I want us to get together live because you'll find out that the live sessions from Money Miracles are just freaking activated. They're activated. They're lit up. In fact, a lot of the women that have done Money Miracles before, they often come back for the alumni just to get access to the sessions. You get recordings to everything, so you get to keep the playlist. We'll have a specific playlist for the 2024 May Money Miracles. And we have a private community where we are just together for those 6 weeks live. And it is always, it's just always a beautiful session. I mean, there's people that still tag me on their Money Miracle stuff all the time, saying that they're going through the course again and again and again. And really, this course, yes, it's about money and it's about money miracles. But more than anything, it's an understanding how worthy you are program and how to work with your energy to reframe, revolutionize, and just create a new energetic signature for how you move through the world, how you relate to all of life, and then therefore how you relate to money and what you experience and expect when it comes to living an abundant, miraculous life. So if you feel called to that, the pre-work for this, I have some new pre-work PDFs that are going out. I'm so excited to share. And this is the first time that I've done that. And there's because there's some things that are coming through that I want to lay the foundation for before you even get into module 1. So I have that coming through for you. So that's going to come out on April 29th. And then throughout that week, you can work with that. People will still be enrolling in the course. And then on May 6th, that following Monday, Yeah, it's May 6th. You are going to get your first module, and then we really just go through the course. We'll have our first call, and then it will continue for 6 weeks. In week 7, after the original 6 modules complete, you will see in your library you have access to now the bonuses. There's over 20 hours of bonuses. These bonuses are for all the Money Miracles people. If you've bought Money Miracles in 2020, 2021, 2022, 2023, you get access to all of this. It's part of it. But if you are new, you are going to have to complete the course to get it. I just want to make sure that when you feel the call to up level your money game, your self-worth game, your knowing that you are so deserving and sources your supply and how to trust in that relationship between you, the divine, and abundance, that you have so many resources that you can tap into. And when I say that there's new bonuses added, they're full on like 5 module programs, some of these things. So I'm really excited to share. There's some audios of money coaching. There's a lot. And it feels really, really good to deliver this in this way. All right, my friends. So tune in. Is it fear? Is it trying to keep you in the familiar? Or is it spirit Is it inspiration? Is it the highest parts of you beckoning you, inviting you to experience and express and to discover more of who you really are and more of what you're really made of in this lifetime? You are made for it. I want you to remember that. And if you need help with really embodying some of this, I mean, obviously you can come into Money Miracles. It is a deeply spiritual program. I would say do that. If you want to do deeper work, reach out and let's discuss what it would look like to either do private mentorship, or I'm happy to recommend a program that is best suited for you. I love to help you in that way. Just reach out and myself or my team, we will get you exactly what you need. My friends, blessings, blessings, blessings. Until next time, stay miracle-minded.